This is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. I'm Bernice Ross, the CEO of RealEstateCoach.com, and I'm very happy to have Melissa Zavala, who will be joining us today. Melissa is a national speaker, and she's also the broker owner of Broadpoint Properties in Escondido, California. Melissa, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here. Now, we have a really great topic called How to Supercharge the Results from Your CRM. That's your Client Relationship Management System. But the way we're going to talk about it is probably very different from what most people expect. It's a combination of both old school and new school strategies. So, Melissa, you're super tech savvy, and yet you put together something called the Pipeline Planner that helps agents track their sales, but it does a lot more than that. The thing that's interesting is that it's an old school paper approach to using your database, but in a way that is very different by taking the best of the CRM and then combining that with some other strategies that will actually supercharge the results that people will get from working with their database. Now, you're doing this so in your own business. Could you say just a little bit about how this works in your business? Just give us an overview, and then we'll dive into some of the things that you can do using this system.
I think one thing people, real estate professionals especially, can really relate to is the fact that we're spinning so many plates at the same time. We're moving in so many different directions, and there's always an issue that comes up or an opportunity, and perhaps you're on your cell phone speaking with a client, you need to jot something down. And what I found from my own practices over the last few years is I was always going, oh my gosh, I left that sticky note on my desk, or I threw away that back of the envelope where I wrote down that phone number. So first and foremost, I wanted to find a single thing, a single journal or book, which would not only provide support to real estate professionals in beginning to consider their business plan for the future and just hunker down and challenge themselves to build a better business, but also a place where they could retain all that stuff so they're not throwing away that vital information by accident that we sometimes do because we're going so many different directions at the same time.
Melissa, so could you kind of give us a picture of how this works? What are the technology tools that you're using, your CRM, but then how does a paper tool work with this?
I personally have an iPhone and a laptop, and I also do own an iPad, which I often use for presentations, but I don't personally carry that around all the time. If I'm carrying my laptop, I'm not carrying my iPad, or vice versa. And most of the agents that work in my office and that I'm working with also use kind of the same format. They have a laptop or an iPad or a tablet of some sort, and of course their mobile device. And they're also carrying around some sort of paper planner to jot down notes and things like that. But there are some specific parts of the pipeline planner which are designed, which can help you really push your CRM, your content, and your contacts from your database to the next level.
Melissa, one of the things that I find really valuable about what you're doing is that people are actually writing something down in a notebook. And when we write things down, we're more likely to remember it. But before we do a deep dive into kind of what some of the things that you can do with your system and what those things are, could you talk a little bit about the difference between working on your business versus working in your business?
Well, that's a phrase coined by Michael Gerber in The E-Myth and The E-Myth Revisited. And what happens with real estate professionals is we spend so much time working inside the business, doing the daily activities, the nuts and bolts of closing those transactions, that oftentimes we don't have time to work on the business. So in the business would be going to an inspection, showing a property, helping another agent open a lockbox, running over to the county to look up some reports or things like that. And the on your business stuff is the stuff that you need to do to generate future business. So prospecting, lead generation activities, marketing activities, that for the long haul will generate future business. And it's just so incredibly challenging to balance those as a real estate professional, because sometimes you wake up in the morning and you say, oh my gosh, today I'm going to go and I'm going to door knock, or I'm going to make 50 phone calls, or I'm going to do X and Y and Z marketing activities. And then what happens is, as you're driving to your office or you're getting ready to do those things, the phone rings. And you find out that at your listing, the key is missing, or at your vacant listing, maybe there's a leaky pipe, and all of a sudden your whole day is derailed and you have to go fix those things. And so you don't have those opportunities to work on your business. And that's really a challenge. And so the planner have really attempted to help agents strive to make a balance, so that they're not only are they focusing on the in your business stuff, which is important, but also on generating future business.
Well, the thing I like about that approach is that you're having them say there's a specific time where I'm going to work on my business, instead of trying to do it piecemeal, a little here, a little there, that they're taking time out. Now, you actually have a Plan Your Week feature in this. So could you say a little bit about what that does? And the research is really interesting here, because when people take notes by hand, it stays with them. If they type it on a computer, it doesn't. How can the Plan Your Week system kind of help me get more results from my CRM and keep me on track?
So the Plan Your Week feature, it's at the beginning of each week, and it's really designed to encourage users to sit down, to hunker down, to take 5 or 10 minutes or maybe 15 to really just think about working on your business for the week. You jot down the tools on those pages will help you jot down some concrete numbers, how many people you need to call, how many people you need to meet, you know, what kind of mini goals or weekly goals do you need to see, help you reflect on the previous week and what you can do differently this week, and also to consider what sort of marketing, prospecting, and lead gen activities you will do to generate future business. And for those agents that are struggling, maybe newer agents or people looking for new ideas for their business, each Plan Your Week page has a tip on it of something that can be focused on that week in order to work on your business and create future business. And kind of strung together, all of those tips in the planner would really help you create a very strong foundation for your real estate business.
You know, I really like this, because this is a bite-sized approach. I think what happens is a lot of agents think they have to do everything all at once and then they get nothing done. So when you give them a tip a week, then you can implement that tip and then you go on to something else. The other thing is, I hate going back trying to look at something I wrote on my computer a week or two or three ago. But if it's on a piece of paper, it's really easy to quickly page through it rather than having to open this file and then that file and then that file and then that file. So I know in some respects this is easier than dealing with the computer, but also you've got that memory piece that, you know, when you write something down, you remember it. One of the things that fascinated me about what your tool does is journaling. And this has become a really popular way for people to build their business. I know it's popular in the coaching community in particular. Could you say a little bit about what journaling is, and then how does it work for a realtor to improve their business?
So, you know, writing in a journal really reminds you of your goals. It also helps you to focus. And you don't have to be an excellent writer. Nobody's grading you. I mean, a lot of us have heard or been encouraged in our lives to keep a diary. But there are certain aspects of writing itself. As you said, you know, it stays in your memory longer than something that you typed, according to statistics. But sometimes when you start writing, new ideas come kind of out your brain. Through the pen onto the page, your muse comes. And so journaling really helped you to gain clarity, to capture ideas, and to review accomplishments and to set some goals. So it's a really kind of great way to get focused. And so we have journaling pages in the planner, and each one has a motivational quote at the top can kind of set you in the mood to do some writing if that's what you want to use that page for. And in addition, I've included some thought-provoking questions. So, for example, there's a quote about doing something great, and so then we're asking, you know, what great things have you done this week? What things can you do to be different and remarkable in your business? So those are kind of the little things, the encouragements that the planner provides in order for you to, you know, really think about what you can do differently in your business to improve your business. while the CRM is very techie and helps you keep track of all of the leads and prospects in your day and all the things that you need to do, there is something to supercharge that, to really get the most out of it. You need to be thinking on how to build your business, how to utilize all of the leads you already have and do something great with them.
Melissa, could you kind of share with our listeners some examples of the kinds of things that you've journaled about that have helped you supercharge your CRM to get better results?
A lot of times I like to read a book and, you know, to kind of get motivated. And one of the books, one of my favorite books is Seth Godin's book about the purple cow and about being remarkable. So I began to journal about what kind of things different agents are doing to be remarkable, or different people in the real estate industry are doing to be remarkable. And then I started to reflect upon how I could be more remarkable. What kind of unique things that I could do to build business, or my brokerage could do to stand out among the competition in North San Diego County. So just taking the time to kind of see something in the world and then reflect on it and how it connects to you is a great way to start journaling.
One of the things that's really powerful about what you're doing is that I like the idea of being able to look back. I'm not going to go looking back through my CRM generally because it supposedly keeps me up to date on what I need to do now, but it doesn't give me any kind of history that I'm going to actually look at where I can page back. Have you actually looked back to get ideas about your business from what you've journaled or what you've noted in your planner in the past?
I do look back. If I'm not, you know, certain what I'm going to do one week or how I'm going to approach something, I look back at some of the ideas that I had in previous journal entries and I say, oh yeah, I haven't explored that yet. That's something I can do this week. So, you know, sometimes I just write down some products that I've maybe seen other agents mention and they show up in my Facebook feed and I jot them down in the journal. And then, but I don't really go back and look at them and see how they might impact my business. So, you know, stuff, I can just look back and do something like that. So yes, I do look back and I do think that, just having that in writing to reflect on and look back at to kind of stimulate your business going forward is very, very valuable.
Now, one of the other things that you like to use is thought-provoking questions. What is it that makes questions really powerful for someone using a CRM?
I think that one of the things that agents can really relate to, and we've already kind of discussed, is that we are so busy and we're spinning so many different plates that oftentimes we don't have time to really hunker down and reflect on our business. And so the thought-provoking questions for me was the way to say, so what? There's a motivational quote there. And I really derive a lot personally from reading motivational quotes. They inspire me. But there are some people that may appreciate a more pointed question as if they were in an interview. So as an example, make a list of activities that are outside of your comfort zone. Can you tackle one of them next week? Which one will you tackle? So this gives you a way to reflect not only on maybe the motivational quote, and that example, it was do one thing every day that scares you, Eleanor Roosevelt, but also to really reflect on how you can maybe take one of those activities outside of your comfort zone and relate it to all of those people in your CRM. Maybe you hate door knocking. So maybe that's the one you want to approach, and maybe you have 5 or 6 people in your CRM that you've delivered a CMA to, a comparative market analysis to, that you haven't knocked on their door and seen if they're interested in selling soon. So that's something actionable that you can do, and that's how the thought-provoking question can kind of push you in that direction and connect you back with your data in your CRM.
Melissa, as a broker owner, and obviously you still work in the business as working with buyers and sellers, but as a broker owner, what are some of the challenges that you're seeing with your agents in terms of staying on their business plan, and what kinds of solutions have worked for them?
I think that the most important solution that has worked for the agents in my office is when we've worked together to identify their strengths, and if they've selected daily activities, weekly activities, and monthly activities that really play to their strengths. So we have, using, for example, a DISC assessment. So when an agent is highly interpersonal, I really, really encourage them to find activities where they're out in the field, socializing, networking, you know, getting face-to-face with prospective buyers and sellers. Whereas if an agent likes to stay at the office, I really encourage them to do activities maybe behind the scenes, you know, continuous e-marketing, you know, Facebook marketing, newsletters, things like that. Something because those people that are stable, for example, will commit to doing that over and over each week. So when we work together, we try to figure out what activities they can, the agents can do that they will like to do, and therefore they'll continue to do them, because it's really hard to get discipline for an extended period of time, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years, and do something that you really don't like to do. It's okay to do it once, but it's very difficult to sustain that. So really working together to find the things that you like to do, that you love within the business, and finding, exploiting those to your benefit is what I would, we really work on at our office.
Now, in terms of agents in your office, are they all using the same CRM, or do you?
Well, at our office, we do provide one CRM for all of our agents, and then we suggest some others. You know, there are a lot of CRMs in the business, and some focus more on the people that you already know, and some focus on adding data not only for people that you know, but people that you don't as well. And of course, a lot of them have built-in responders and things like that. So we do provide a couple of tools through our office, so most of the agents are using those, but some have like layered on their own systems based on what works for them.
Could you give us some examples?
At our office, we use Commissions Inc., which is a CRM which leads come into from a lot of different sources. And then another one that a lot of the agents are using is Streak, which is an add-on through Google Chrome, where you can really manage your pipeline, and your emails go right into the CRM, which is very, very helpful. But then I know that there are products such as Referral Maker and Contactually, which really help you focus on people that you already know. So that's one of the that's one of the different ways that some of the agents have like layered up on their CRM use.
Those are a couple of tools I haven't heard about before. I'm curious about Streak. Does that only work with a Gmail address?
Streak does only work with a Gmail or Google Apps, a Google hosted mail account, and it only works in Google Chrome. And I found that so many agents are using those products already that it's not been difficult for them to incorporate that.
So could you say just a little bit more about what Streak does? Because I think our listeners who are Gmail users and who do have an existing CRM probably would be very interested in this tool.
Well, the good news is that Streak is free up to like a certain number of people in your pipeline account. It might be 50. I cannot recall off the top of my head. But what Streak does is it helps you to manage, to put people into your pipeline. And what it shows you kind of where they are in the process. So they do have a real estate overlay, or you can create your own categories, you know, such as, you know, prospect, qualified, you know, actively looking, you know, pending, close. And then you can just move people along in categories, and it's a quick way to see your data. But for me, one of the challenges, and for many of the agents in my office, is if your email does not live in your CRM, you may forget to transfer a new lead from your email to your CRM. So when your CRM is housed in your email, everything is there. So you're not missing a piece, and you don't forget to, you know, the things kind of, it makes you more productive because you don't have to transfer data from one place to the other.
So for our listeners then that don't have a CRM, there's some really important things to consider. So Melissa, could you elaborate on this?
So one of the things I think is a real challenge for a lot of agents, and I know it's a challenge for me personally, is that if I get an email from a prospect, for example, if I am not using a CRM which is housed within the email that connects with the email, I may forget to transfer that information from my email account to my CRM. So I think it's really, really vital to select a CRM where the email actually is collected in the CRM itself, so you can more quickly and efficiently kind of mark people or tag them or put them in groups so that you don't forget to respond to them. Because as we've already talked about, we're so busy already that adding an additional layer of transferring someone from your email to CRM is just one more thing on the list of things to do that may get overlooked. So just that level of efficiency, it really helps for the tech component if you're using a CRM which has the email within it.
Melissa, you raised a great point here. If someone doesn't have a CRM, then if you're going to get a new CRM, then look at this. It's got to have this email feature, and it's got to integrate. If you're using a Gmail address, Streak is a great addition, but you want all this to integrate. And I'm going to suggest that you find someone who is actually pretty knowledgeable about this, who can sit down and help you make the transfer, because what I'm hearing is people want to do this, but the problem is they've got their data in all these different places. Do you have any suggestions on how people can pull their data, like from their MLS, from their broker site, all these different places where I may have contacts? Is there any easy way to pull that together?
Of course, hiring someone's always the easiest way. But the one good thing is that most of these different systems that you mentioned allow you to export data as a CSV. And so those files, then you can pass on to someone who can probably pretty easily import them. And I've noticed that a lot of the companies offering CRMs that are pay CRMs will actually, their customer service department will help you upload your data. So if you're looking to find a paid product that you want to use as a CRM and you haven't selected one yet, that may be one thing that you'd want to call and ask. Hey, can you help me export my data? Can you help me migrate my data in? Because that is a huge challenge. And of course, that could take us away from being in the field. And of course, we don't want to lose the data, which is a huge risk.
And that brings us to another important point, the importance of backing up your CRM. A question for you, do most CRMs automatically back up, or do I have to have Mozy or some other system on my computer that does that backup?
Well, everything is housed pretty much in cyberspace, so I think we're only as good as the company that we're paying to be our CRM, so I think that you have to really ask companies such as HubSpot or Top Producer, you know, how are they backing up the data? What happens if their server gets down or if they're hacked? What's going to happen? The good news is that most of that stuff is not housed on our computers, so God forbid if something happens to your computer, your data is generally still available to you elsewhere on the internet.
I really want to encourage our listeners about the importance of backing up. And it's great to have things in the cloud, but stuff still can happen. Google's lost data in the past, Amazon's lost data, so all these big tools can lose data. You want to make sure at least that your contacts are backed up on a hard disk, and then Shane, who runs our database for us, she actually prints out a copy of our database about once every 1 or 2 months so that she's got an up-to-date list of people there on paper if there's ever a problem with both the digital and then the hard drive backups. So we want to have it in multiple places, and the last thing you ever want to do is lose your contacts. You know, so having it in three places is overkill. But if there's a problem, you'll be very happy that you did. Melissa, we've talked about a lot of different things today. Do you have one best practice or takeaway that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think that one of the things that I've learned and that people ask me is like, what one thing can I do to improve my business? And there is no one thing. The important thing is to do something. Don't sit around every day and say, oh, what can I do? Oh, this looks good. Oh, that looks good. Just get up. Do something, and all of those little somethings, those incremental somethings that you do will lead to wonderful outcomes. It's just do something, create a process, stick to it, and those outcomes, those successes will come in the long run. That's what I've learned, and that's what I do every day. I just do something. I take advantage of the moment, and I see the success down the road.
Melissa, this has been a great session, and thank you for being with us today. People want to learn more about the planner. You can go to mypipelineproducts.com, and it's mypipelineproducts.com. We've been visiting with Melissa Zavala. She's a national speaker and also the broker owner of Broadpoint Properties in Escondido, California. Melissa, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for MN Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit MN.com. Make it a great day.